This week we got to sit down with three members of the Seton Hall men's golf team as they get set to take on the 2024 Big East Championships down in Hardeeville, South Carolina at River Point Golf and Country Club. They sat down and talked to us about being ready for this week's tournament, the excitement going into it, and looking to stay hot, especially after their first place finish at the Shark Invitational out in Roslyn, New York. So sit back and relax as we preview the 2024 Big East Golf Championships.
Welcome to the show, David Lally, Wanksy's son, and George Fricker, as we preview the 2024 Men's Big East Golf Tournament. So first things first, gentlemen, how are we doing on this Monday afternoon?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good and finally getting some good weather. As I talked to the girls last week, as they had a phenomenal performance, they were bragging to me about taking away the good weather down in South Carolina. It looks like we're going to have some good weather up here finally for once, so definitely happy about that. So this first one kind of goes to all three of you here. So how are you all feeling going to the week before Big East Championships?
Already. We're excited, as of course we know, and we've come off the back of a win in some tough conditions, so let's just go get another one.
I mean, everybody looks like they're in great position right now in their golf game, and we'll just see what we can bring this weekend. So,
yeah, talk to us a little bit about the Shark Invitational. Wen talked to us about it, and it kind of was a new spot for all of you. So what made those conditions so tough for the team?
The greens weren't fantastic that week, but we played pretty well. Obviously, George won individually as well, which makes it a little bit better. And I was like, big confidence boost because we've had a few nearly moments this semester. It was nice to see it come together at the right time of year going into this week.
Awesome. Is there anything that you're looking forward to the most going down back down to Riverton Point Golf and Country Club going into this week? Obviously, this is a tournament that you've been to, all three of you have been to now more than once. So is there anything that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, we're getting down there a few days early. We've got a nice place to stay sorted for us, and we're living off of two golf courses that we have the facilities, so we can practice, prepare, and I don't know, just get used to the area, and then gives us time to kind of acclimate.
Yeah, I know for the baseball guys, we tend to go down if we can. If we're leaving, we have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday's series game. We'll go down on Thursday, and we get to practice on the field like the night before, just get kind of like a feel for it. Yeah. How important is it to have it, like, I guess, a day or 2 days of preparation before going into the match for a new golf course that is?
It's massive.
Well,
golf courses all over the U.S. are just different speeds, different conditions. So any extra time you can take to get used to the course and the grass is very, very beneficial. So.
How long does it take to get like acclimated, do you say?
Different
person?
Yeah, it varies. For some, it's a matter of moments, but
yeah.
For me, I'm not used to the grain, so sometimes it can catch me off guard.
Mm.
Like Northeast golf is pretty different to like where we'll be this week. So like with chipping, your landing spots are different like up here as opposed to down there, and obviously putting's a lot different because greens tend to be a lot faster down there as opposed to up here.
Interesting.
Like driving is pretty much the same, like still hitting it on green grass, but it's more so like around the greens that it takes the time to get used to, pretty much.
I always think it's pretty interesting how that all can play such a factor, and I mean, you guys at the top end of your sport, as you, when you're younger, it probably doesn't make that much of a difference when you're playing different courses, but as you get up and more competitive and whatnot, like those differences mean a whole lot, so again, important. Getting used to them is obviously important. I know that for baseball. Mm-hmm. For swim, we've talked about for different pools and all that. So it's always interesting for per sport what to get used to and whatnot.
Yeah.
As a group, as a team, we talked about with Wen, we talked about it with Ginny, we talked about it with really all the athletes here. Is there anything on the mental side of things as a team you're coming together to really lock in mentally going into this, really that last stretch, that championship week, to really get locked in?
Yeah, I think it's forgetting the end result is massive, just step by step. Because we know we can, without even playing our best golf, but it's about playing consistent and keeping calm. And I mean, you're gonna mess up out there, and that's a big chunk of what the sport is. And staying calm, and I think that's the key. It's mm-hmm. just not getting angry and staying present, because we saw last year I think if we had rethought a few different shots, it's a whole different tournament, and that's the stuff. They're the fine margins that we should clean up on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So this one's going specifically for David. So you're getting to play in your second Big East Championship here. What are some of the things that you're looking to improve on going into this year's tournament?
I think just like another year of playing college golf, I feel like I'm a more well-rounded player this time around. Obviously, I played like somewhat decent at this place last year, so I feel like I have a very good chance of doing well again. Obviously, after like experiencing like Big East tournament once, kind of makes you want to win it more this year. So, like, we're all really motivated to get it done this week.
Yeah, like I said, as you guys walked in, I'm pumped for it. I can't wait to follow it. So, George, this one's for you. So you've had some really, really awesome tournaments in this back half, even winning, like we said, the Shark Invitational. What are some of the things that you have focused on in this spring semester that have led you to the success in the spring that you want to carry through into this weekend?
It's a good question. It's been tidying up the real flaws in my game. So I've struggled with putting, hitting it off the tee, and I think my course management's improved. What I mean by that is a lot of people just go straight for the driver, get it as far down there as you can, but if knowing that it's not your best driving day early, and pulling a different club and keeping the ball in play, and I'm not the best ball striker on the team, and I know that, but I understand my game, and hitting the ball in the right spot and finding your ball and hitting in the right spot again doesn't need to be the prettiest golf, but you're putting a number on the card at the end of the day.
Yeah, it does the job. So, Wanksy, you get two here. This is your last Big East Championship. So what are some of the things that you're looking forward to going into this?
Brings it
like, let's walk in here.
What I'm really looking forward to is bring the trophy back home yet again, hopefully. And I feel like this year we are looking really solid. This is probably, if not, the most likely chance for us to win is like this year. Every other school, we're so close together. We're ranked pretty like poorly right now, but our team can, like, I feel like the five men that are playing have the capacity to be, like, we have the capacity to be ranked within top 100 and within Marquette. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, just taking the trophy home.
Amazing. And I got another one for you, of course. Now, being a senior, what is one piece of advice that you're going to give to your teammates going in? You obviously now having this being your fourth Big East Championship, you have three under your belt. What's some advice you're going to give to those guys as you go out there on that first day going into Big East Championships?
I would say just enjoy the moment. There, you only get four times out of – you only could get 4 years of Big East Championship after all. And it's all about staying present and enjoying the moment, enjoying every shot, enjoying your playing partners, and, yeah, just soak it all in and just have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I want to hit upon what you just said earlier, too. You said, like, may not, like, as ranked highly as you guys may feel you are right now. How important, and it's more of like a general question, not even just for your team, but how important is it to go in on, like, a high note, feeling, like, playing hot, basically, going into the Big East tournament?
It is important. I think, like, because we have kind of struggled to, like, put a full tournament together as a team this semester. But, like, obviously last week we, like, kind of did that. And it, like, shows the other Big East teams that were trending, and like I feel like all five guys on the team could win Big East individually this week. So like when you fight, when you're confident in the other guys on your team, it kind of takes the pressure off yourself, which is like really important to do. You don't feel like you're, like you have to go out and have the round of your life, because like we actually are confident in each other. That right. anyone can like shoot the lights out any day.
That's awesome, and it's almost like too like you want to get hot at the right time. Like
yeah, exactly. There's a time to do it.
Yeah, yeah. If you're hot in the beginning and then kind of. I want to say fizzles out. It doesn't really fizzle out. It's whatever happens. But then again, you get hot at the right time going to the Big East Championship. Like, what a better time. And then again, you said it's the pressure off yourself and like you have confidence in each other.
Yeah,
I know sure. we're talking about in baseball terms. Like, right now, we're trying to fight to get the Big East Championship. And it's like, right now, we had a good game on our belt. All right, here we go. Nothing else mattered from beforehand.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I imagine something similar has happened with you guys right now. How you're
yeah,
feeling.
Definitely.
Yeah, amazing. So we're going to wrap up here with our walk the plank section. These
are quicker based questions here. Obviously, if you have a little bit of an explanation, please feel free to answer. So, David, we're actually going to start with you. What is your dream course to play on?
I don't know, like most people probably say Augusta, but Cypress Point probably in California.
Okay, sweet. That's definitely a new one. I know Wen said Augusta, I think. What did Gregor say? Do you remember? It's been a while.
I don't remember what Gregor said.
I don't remember. He said Augusta, oh, maybe Pebble Beach? Was he Pebble Beach?
I don't remember.
Bad memory that yeah. we have. Okay, Wanksy, this one's for you. What is your go-to song before getting on the course, whether that's just a regular tournament or even a Big East Championship tournament?
This could be anything.
I need to look this up. Give me a second.
Jordan, we're going to you one second.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
While you find that, I will go to George on here. So, George, what is your go-to snack on the course? I know Ginny said to us last week, little Nature Valley bars with a little bit of chocolate and some peanut butter. That sounded pretty good. But, George, what is yours?
Not anything like that. I try and stick to... I don't eat a lot on the course, to be honest. Mm. Like I feel the pressure, and eating when you're nervous isn't easy. Yes. But fruit, any sort of bar, yeah. keep it simple.
Doesn't really matter too much. It's like yeah, food is food. Yeah.
But then when I get in and they provide us dinner, that's when I open up. Yeah.
That's funny. While we wait for Wanksy getting his music going, oh, he's got it. All right, here we go. Let's hear it.
So my favorite song to listen to before I go off right now is "Glue Myself Shut" by Noah Kahan.
Okay. Was that what you were expecting?
No.
My music taste is all over the spectrum. That's the song that get me the most giddy before a round. So.
Okay. It's always funny, like somebody to get pumped up, they want to relax and calm. So like, you get pumped up to then like zone in. Is that like your MO?
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty chill song. It's not like it's your classic kind of like hip hop, like pop country kind of song, and it just kind of gets me focused up before a tournament.
Love it. I want to ask one more thing, kind of side note from the Big East tournament, but you guys as a team, how has the chemistry been this year as a team coming together right now at this right time?
It's always been good. It's tough for it not to be with our living situation. We've had a couple friends. We've got two, Isaiah and Eli, that have come in, and they're good to be around. They're a lot of fun, and it's always good to have excited, fresh faces around and
awesome,
good golfers as well. So, it's better than it's ever been, really.
Nice. Yeah, like we're probably one of the like few teams in the country that. Like pretty much our entire team lives together, so we spend more time with each other than it's probably
yeah, we,
to be honest.
We kind of
so
have to get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting sick of these two.
It's coming out here on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Too funny. But no, I think it's pretty cool. Obviously, sometimes in the morning I run into the golf guys during lift. Was that is Monday mornings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Monday mornings.
Yeah, I go to student teaching, and I'm walking out, and the golf guy's walking in, I'm like, "What's up, boys? Like, have a good lift." So I respect you guys getting in early and lifting and all that. So,
yeah,
not easy, but
choice.
Yeah, not easy, but yeah, is what it is.
Yeah. So, before we wrap up, anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap it up here?
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. So, that will do it from us. Go watch the Seton Hall men's golf team take on the Big East tournament starting on Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning. Saturday morning, probably, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday morning, they'll play Sunday and Monday. Hopefully, you can do some really great things. I can't wait to keep track of it. I know Jonathan will keep track of it when he's not playing baseball. But until next time, I'm Justin Ostwick, joined alongside Jonathan Luders and our three special guests, George Fricker, David Lally, and Wangsi Sun. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next time.